بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our 38th session, reading from the commentaries related to العقيدة التحاوية by الإمام أبو جعفر أحمد بن محمد بن سلامة التحاوي رحمه الله. And in tonight's session, inshallah, we're going to look at the next three statements of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. Before doing so, inshallah, we want to quickly look at some of the points that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 37. First question, we mentioned the 63rd statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi, which is numbered as 139 in the Arabic commentary of Sheikh Salih Fawzan, and numbered as 138 in the English translation, the 63rd statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. Naam, Adam.
وَإِنَّ جَمِيعَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَجَمِيعَ مَا صَحَّ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنَ الشَّرْعِ وَالْبَيَانِ كُلُّهُ حَقٌّ.
طيب, Al-Imam At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, he's saying that everything which has been authentically narrated from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min al-shar' wal-bayan, all of it is haq. Yani min al-shar', that which Allah has legislated in the sharia of actions for us to do. Jazakallah khair. Wal-bayan, those things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us about by revelation, what we are to believe. All of it, whatever has come to us authentically, by chains of isnad that are authentic, whatever has come to us from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is true, it is haq, it's truth, and it's confirmed. We believe in it, we accept it, we confirm it, and we act upon it. Question number two, what is the saying of those who Imam At-Tahawi is refuting here? And what do they say about Ahadith al-Ahad? What is the saying of the people? What is it, the statement that Imam At-Tahawi is refuting here? What is it that they say, and what do they say about Ahadith Ahad? Naam, fadlu. Huh? No. What is it, what is the saying? Sheikh Salih Fawzan is explaining, that Imam At-Tahawi is refuting some belief of the people. So what is this thing that they are saying that he's refuting here? Okay, that ahadith are divided into two divisions, mutawatir and ahad. Naam, fadl.
We only accept mutawatir accounts when they say ahadith ahad. Ahad do not provide in yaqeen, and they should not be used in matters of creed.
Okay, so two things. The question has two parts. He's addressing also the second part. The first part of the question is, what is it that these people are saying? And what is the mistake or the error or the deviation that Imam At-Tahawi is refuting here when he says everything, all of that which is authentically narrated from the Prophet ﷺ is haq? What is it that he's refuting? He's refuting the idea of those who say that the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ are divided into that which is mutawatir and that which is ahad. Okay, they are claiming this. And then they are adding to that what? That they only take the mutawatir. That they only are going to accept the narrations that are mutawatir. Because they said about Ahad Hadith that it doesn't benefit us with knowledge or certainty. It doesn't benefit us with knowledge or certainty. And it can, now? Okay, you can't use that evidence for what? For anything? Are they saying you can't use... This is a very important point, okay? So I want you to think about it. If somebody knows the answer, raise your hand. I don't want to guess. Naam, fadl. Shanawaz. Muhammad, I'm sorry. Huh? Mahz of Aqidah. And they are saying that the ahadith cannot be used as evidence in aqidah. They're not saying it can't be used in anything. They use it in matters of fiqh, in matters of worship. But they say it can't be used in matters of aqidah. And so Imam al-Tahawi is refuting them, saying that the ahadith, mutawatir and ahad, it's all, if it's authentically narrated from the Prophet, it's haq. It's true. It's truth. And therefore, yani, there's no distinction. You can only use it in this and you can't use it in that. You can use it in our deen, whether it is in the fundamental matters of aqidah or the secondary matters of fiqh. Okay, so this is a very important point here that the Shaykh is explaining. And it's really the core of yani, this particular statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi. Question number three. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan says, everything that is authentically narrated from the Prophet ﷺ, whether mutawatir or ahad, yani, what's the statement that he made here? That everything which was authentically narrated from the Prophet, whether it's mutawatir or ahad, then what? Naam. Mm-hmm. That's the wording of it, just like that? Or that's the meaning of it? The meaning is correct. But is that the wording of what the Shaykh said? In my book, he said that everything which is authentically narrated from the Prophet ﷺ, then it yufidu al-ilm, yani, it benefits us by knowledge, and aqidah is based upon it. وَتُبْنَ عَلَيْهِ الْعَقِيدَةِ That's not the wording you have in your book? تُبْنَ عَلَيْهِ الْعَقِيدَةِ Oh, your notes. Okay, no problem. The meaning is correct. I thought maybe, honey, you were reading from the book like that. Okay, that's your notes. Good, no problem. No problem, no problem. That's good. Alhamdulillah. The meaning is correct. I just thought maybe you were actually quoting the literal words of the Shaykh, and I was a little bit concerned. These books have different wordings. Yani, some of them are printed with different words, so I thought that was the case. No problem. Alhamdulillah. Good. Tayyib. Question number four. What are the deviant views of the two groups mentioned by Shaykh al-Fawzan who encourage doubt in the Sunnah? What are the two views of the two groups, yani the deviant views of the two groups that encourage doubt in the Sunnah? One of them. Imam Hanif.
One group of the people who say it is not permissible to act upon the Sunnah, but it is permissible to act upon the Quran.
Okay, they said that it's not permissible to, yani, use the Sunnah. It's not permissible to use the Sunnah. Rather, the Quran is sufficient. Yani, only the Quran. Those people say we are, we only follow the Quran. We don't follow the Sunnah. Other group said, Naam, Ali.
The other group said
okay.
Regardless of
okay, so this is actually a mistake in the translation. The meaning of the statement of Al-Imam Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, the meaning of his statement is that those people say that لا يجوز العمل بالسنة مطلقاً. It's possible, mutlaqan can be translated as unrestricted, but that's not the meaning here. The meaning here is, yeah. Yeah. The point, I'm looking at this statement here, unrestricted, that came in the translation. I just want to correct that expression because it's misleading. Okay? If you say that it's not permissible to act upon the sunnah unrestrictedly, that means you can act upon the sunnah, but in a restricted sense. That's not the meaning. What the Shaykh is saying here is that they say it's not permissible to act upon the Sunnah at all. At all. Mutlaqan. Absolutely. You don't act upon the Sunnah. That's a different meaning. Work it out. It's wrong interpretation. And it gives a meaning that is contrary to what he's saying. Yani, if you listen to what I'm saying here, it's important because sometimes the translation, the way it's translated, it gives a different meaning. Okay? If we say it's not permissible to act upon the Sunnah unrestrictedly, that means, then, what's the mafhum of that is that it's permissible to act upon the Sunnah in a restricted sense, but not unrestrictedly. And they are not saying that it's permissible to act upon the Sunnah in a restricted sense. They're saying it's not permissible to act upon the Sunnah at all. At all. Faith. I mean, we don't have a lot of time, but this is important though. If we don't get this, then yani, we're missing the whole point. Okay, so that's one group. It's not permissible to act upon the sunnah. All other groups say what? That it's permissible to act upon the sunnah, but only the mutawatir. Only the mutawatir. So those are two groups of people of deviation. Question number 5. Mention an example from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which supports the acceptance of authentic reports from a single person. So the Shaykh mentioned 3 examples. Give me one of them. Okay, that he ordered the people to fast based on the report from one person, from Ibn Abbas, and in another narration, Naam, from a Bedouin.
When the Prophet ﷺ used to send people to convey the message, it used to be like
Naam. When the Prophet ﷺ used to send people to convey the message from him, he didn't used to send groups of people, jama'at, but rather he sends a single individual. And the people were expected to accept from that one individual. The Prophet ﷺ, his own practice, refutes what these people are claiming. Question number 6. Mention the first part of the 64th statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. The first part of the 64th statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. Now I'm on this side. Anybody on this side? Okay, we come back to this side then. Now, fadl.
وَالْإِيمَانُ وَالْإِسْلَامُ وَاحِدٌ وَأَهْلُهُ فِي أَصْلِهِ سَوَاءٌ.
Okay, Iman. Yani in my book it has Al-Iman Wahid. And that's really the point. I don't know how he came with Iman and Islam. But in any case, the point that Imam Tawawi is saying, Iman is Wahid. Yani Iman is one thing. It's not divisible into parts. It doesn't have branches and aspects. Okay, it's one thing. You either have it or you don't have it. Okay, and the people of Iman, in the asl of Iman, the foundation of Iman, the tasdeeq that's in the heart are equal. That's the statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. Question number 7. Why does Shaykh Salih Fawzan say this statement is incorrect? And give an example which shows inequality of tasdeeq of the heart. Now, why does he say this statement is incorrect? Now, I'm Zeki. Now, and he's saying this is wrong because Iman is not one unit that's indivisible. That's not correct. And also, the second part of his statement, the people of Iman are not equal in the foundation, the asl of Iman, the tasdeeq, are not equal. And an example of this, now.
The Iman of the companions of Abu Bakr are different than, like the fasiq.
Okay, so he gave the example of what? The Iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, is not like the Iman of the sinful person from amongst the Muslims. And he rather the Iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu equal to the Iman of the entire Ummah. And the other scholars have mentioned lots of other examples that show, the Iman of the Sahaba, is not like the Iman of regular other people other than Sahaba. The Iman of the angels is not like the Iman of, the other people and so on like this. Question number 8, mention an ayah, 35th surah, 32nd ayah, which highlights the inequality, the disparity between the people of Iman in their actions. Some being superior to others. The ayah from Surah Al-Fatiha. Read it then. But some of this has to be memorized. Okay, I'm always going to keep repeating that. Even the old people. Even old people have to memorize. Yeah, young people have no excuse whatsoever. We have to memorize. That's part of our deen. Learning in Islam requires memorization. When you get older, once you get 60 or 70, we'll give you a little bit of a pass. But you're also required to memorize. But when you are 20 and 21 and 18 and 19, there's no excuse. Yes, somebody, read to me. The ayah. Read the ayah. Naam. Question is, mention the ayah from Surah Al-Fatiha, 35th surah, 32nd ayah, which highlights the inequality, the disparity between the people of Iman and their actions. And some of them being superior to others. Now, Ali.
And then we cause to inherit the book, those we have chosen of our servants, and among them is he who wrongs himself.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sinner who's.
No, well, just the ayah, that's the explanation. What's the rest of the ayah? Adil. The ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we have given the book, the Quran, as inheritance to those who we have chosen from amongst our ibad. This is in reference to the Muslims. Some of them are ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِي. Some of them wrong their own selves. And some of them are مُقْتَصِد. Yet who have taken the middle course. And some of them are سَابِكُن. Yani those who are ahead, yani who have advanced, yani who are the foremost in doing good by the permission of Allah. This ayah is a clear indication that the people of Iman are not the same. Some of them, as the Shaykh explains in his explanation of the ayah, are ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِي, yani people who are committing sins or failing to do some obligatory duty. So they have wronged their own selves. And some of them are مُقْتَصِد, yani who fulfill the obligatory duties and who avoid the things that are haram and stop there. And some of them are سَابِكُن بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ. Those who, yani, do more than just the obligatory duties, even do those things that are extra, that are mustahab. And they avoid not only the things that are haram, but even the things that are makruh. And they even sometimes go further than that by avoiding some things that are mubah, yani ihtiyatan, to protect themselves from the possibility of falling into, yani, that which is forbidden. So from here, it's crystal clear that all of these people are believers, but they're not on the same level. Clearly from the text of this ayah. Question number 9. Mention the second part. Mention the second part of the 64th statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. Numbered as 141 by Sheikh Salih Fawzan in his explanation and 140 in the translation. Mention the second part of the 64th statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. Naam. Dawood.
Piety, abstention from inclination, power, and pursuance of what is best.
Yani, in other words, Al-Imam At-Tahawi is saying that yani, the people of Iman are equal in the asl of Iman, yani tasdeeq in the qalb, yani the testifying to the truth by the heart, he's saying that they are equal. Except they only differ, some of them superior to others, in khashya of Allah. Yani in their fear of Allah or in their taqwa. Any differing, and he's saying that the difference is only in some states of the heart. But the asl of Iman, all the people of Iman are equal in it. This is the statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. Question number 10, Sheikh Salih Fawzan says that this is not enough. Yani to say that there is some difference, but it's only in khashya and taqwa and like this. He said this is not enough because this statement implies three things which are not true. Three things which are not true, which are what? Wali, Abdul Wali. One.
That all actions are not equal.
The first thing that he said, this statement means, yani the meaning of this statement is that actions are not a part of Iman. The meaning from this statement, we understand that he's saying that actions are not a part of Iman. And that's a mistake. The second thing he's saying is that second thing, naam. Yani the person who testifies to the truthfulness of La ilaha illallah in his heart, and he mentions it on his tongue, then he is a mu'min, kamil al-iman. Yani this statement indicates that meaning, and that is also not true. And the third thing that he says, yani Sheikh Salih Fawzan said, this statement also indicates the third thing which is not true, naam. Yani that the people do not differ. There's no any difference or inequality in the people of Iman. In that meaning what? In the tasdeeq of the qalb and the nutq of the lisan. He's saying there's no difference between them. That they are all equal in this and none of those meanings that are indicated by this statement, none of those meanings are true. And this is the end of any what we can mention today in terms of what we covered last week. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Allahu musta'an. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to try to look at three statements of Al-Imam At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, yani the 65th statement, 66th and 67th. And primarily the commentary of Sheikh Salih Fawzan with some small brief mention from some of the other Imams. So the first thing quickly I want to mention, I'm going to have to mention it quickly because we don't really have that much time. But I do want to go back to Al-Imam Ibn Abi al-Iz, in his comprehensive explanation of Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah, he mentions a couple of things that I want to read directly from the text because of the importance of it. The first thing he says is that, and this is from the second statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, from the first statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلُّهُمْ أَوْلِيَا الرَّحْمَنِ وَأَكْرَمُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْوَاعُهُمْ وَأَتْبَعُهُمْ لِلْقُرْآنِ. The believers, all of them are awliya of Ar-Rahman. Al-Imam Ibn Abi al-Iz mentions the ayah from the Qur'an, that indeed, the awliya of Allah are those who have no fear and no grief, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, those who have iman and they have observed taqwa. He says this ayat, in this ayat, we have the meaning that al-wali, the wali of Allah, the awliya of Allah, the wali is the singular, min al-walaya, bifat al-waw. Yani that the walaya, yani what is yani probably more correct is that it's with fatha, walaya instead of wilaya. Allati hiya dud al-adawa. Yani this walaya, yani the condition or the state of the wali, is the opposite of al-adawa. Al-walaya is the opposite of al-adawa. Al-adawa means enmity and hatred. And so walaya is the opposite of that. It's love and friendship. Yani it's the relationship of love and friendship. Then he mentions, yani some of the scholars saying that it's permissible to recite it as wilaya, but most of the scholars read it as walaya, with fatah. The second statement I want to mention from Al-Imam Ibn Abi al-Iz, after he mentioned the usul, yani the arkan of iman, Al-Imam al-Tahawi says, نَحْنُ مُؤْمِنُونَ بِذَلِكَ كُلِّي. Yani we believe in all of this, and we don't make any distinction. لَا نُفَرِّقْ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الرُّسُولِ. Al-Imam Ibn Abi al-Iz says, and I'm reading this now because maybe yani time will not allow us to come back to it. He says, this making a distinction between the messengers, لَا نُفَرِّقْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِأَن نُؤْمِن بِبَعَدْ وَنُكْفِرْ بِبَعَدْ. Yani we don't believe in some and disbelieve in others. Rather, we believe in them and we testify to the truthfulness of all of them. And indeed, whoever believes in some of the messengers and disbelieves in some, then he is a kafir in all of them. And he mentioned two reasons for this. And he, just to summarize quickly, he mentioned two reasons for this. And that is because the one who believes in any messenger, the same thing that's in that messenger is in the one that he disbelieves in. And the same reasons for which he believes in him, a messenger that was sent by Allah, or the other one also, has the same thing. And the second reason, he said, is because the messenger that he claims he believes in testifies to the truthfulness of the other messengers. And so, if he rejects the other messengers, then he actually is rejecting the messenger that he claims he believes in. And that's why whoever disbelieves in one, disbelieves in them all. Okay, there's one other statement I want to mention here. Under the first statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, that the most honored of them with Allah is the most obedient and the one who follows the Qur'an the closest. Here he mentions the hadith of Al-Wali, the hadith of Wali, where the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah said, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Yani whoever has enmity and hatred for a Wali of mine, then yani I announce him war. He says in this hadith, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ مَفْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ. That my servant doesn't come near to me with anything more beloved to me than coming near to me with the things that I made obligatory upon him. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. And my abd continues to get nearer and nearer to me by performing the extra voluntary acts of worship until I love him. This hadith is it has a very important meaning. And Imam Ibn Abi al-Iz says, Al-Wali, yani just to close with what he says here, Al-Wali is Khilaf Al-Adu. Yani the Wali is the opposite of the Adu, the enemy. The Wali, the meaning of it is, the opposite of Al-Adu, the enemy. And it is derived from Al-Wala. Yani Wali is derived from Al-Wala. وَهُوَ الدُّنُوْ وَالتَّقَرُّبُ. And that means getting near, nearness. Yani, the meaning of wala is getting near. So the wali of Allah, He is the one who seeks nearness to Allah بِمُوَافَقَتِهِ مَحْبُوبَاتِهِ وَتَقَرُّبْ إِلَيْهِ بِمَرْضَاتِهِ. So the wali is the one who seeks nearness to Allah by being in a, by acting in accordance with the things that Allah loves, and he seeks nearness to him, yani by the things that are pleasing to Allah. So in this hadith, yani what the Imam says here, we have a couple of points. The first point is the wali, the opposite of it is adu. And we also, he also mentioned that al-walaya, the opposite of it is adawa. So we know that if we want to understand what is the wali, it's the opposite of the enemy. And the person who is your supporter, your helper, your ally, the person who's close to you. And likewise, the same thing for walaya, it's the opposite of adawa. Adawa means enmity and hatred, so it means the one who has love for you and who is yani supportive and yani attentive to your affair. And also, he said the wali is the one who seeks nearness to Allah by doing that which Allah loves and that which is pleasing to Allah. And this is what's understood from the hadith of the wali, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my servant doesn't come near to me with anything more beloved to me. What does he get near to me by? The things that I made obligatory upon him. And he continues to get nearer to me by what? By doing more acts of obedience, extra voluntary acts of obedience. And that nearness from obedience to Allah is the source, yani, or the cause for Allah loving that person who's obedient to him. He gets near to Allah by obedience until Allah loves him. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says concerning the first statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلُّهُمْ أَوْلِيَا الرَّحْمَنِ. The believers, all of them are awliya of Ar-Rahman. All of them are wali for Ar-Rahman. وَأَكْرَمُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْوَعُهُمْ. And the most honored amongst them with Allah is the one who is most obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَتْبَعُهُمْ لِلْقُرْآنِ. And the one who adheres to following, strictly following the Qur'an. اتِّبَاعَ Quran. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, this is the truth. The believers, all of them are awliya of Allah. Yani, ya'ani ahbabuhu. Yani, Sheikh Salih Fawzan mentions the meaning of wali here, that is love. Yani, the person who's obedient to Allah, that's his means of nearness to Allah until Allah loves him. Until Allah loves him. So the meaning here of nearness and the meaning of love is what we're looking at when we're talking about the wali of Allah or the walaya. He said it is true. The believers, all of them, are awliya of Allah, meaning they are his beloved. They are the people who Allah loves. Allah loves the mu'mineen, Sheikh says. And Allah loves the muttaqeen, the people of iman and the people of taqwa. And Allah loves the muhsineen, the people of ihsan, who do good, who do well, who worship Allah properly and who are kind to the creatures of Allah. وَيُحِبُّ التَّوَّبِينَ. And Allah loves the people who repent frequently. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحَّرِينَ. And Allah loves those who purify themselves frequently. And the point here, Shaykh is saying what? Is love. That from the meaning of walaya and the meaning of the wali are those whom Allah loves. Why does he love them? Because they have iman. Because they have ihsan. Because they have taqwa. Because they, yani, are doing the things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repenting to him and purifying. كَمَا أَنَّهُ يَبْغَضُ الْكَافِرِينَ وَيَبْغَضُ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Similarly, Allah hates the disbelievers and he hates the people of sin and corruption. So Allah loves and Allah hates عَلَى الْأَعْمَالِ. Allah loves and he hates based on what? Based on deeds. Based on deeds. Allah hates the people because of kufr, and he hates the people because of fisk, and he loves the people because of iman, and because of ihsan, and because of taqwa, and so on. So every mu'min, فَكُلُّ مُؤْمِن يَكُونُ وَلِيًا لِلَّهِ. So every believer is a wali of Allah. That's the statement of Imam At-Tahawi. المؤمنون كلهم أولياء الرحمن. Shaykh is saying, yes, every believer is a wali of Allah. However, تَتَفَاضَلُ الْوَلَايَةِ. But this relationship of nearness to Allah and earning Allah's love differs from one person to another. It's not equal. Some people's walaya, relationship with Allah, is superior to others. So the Shaykh says, yes, every believer is a wali of Allah, but their walaya, their relationship of nearness to Allah and love of Allah's love for them, yani tatafadalu, it's not equal. Ba'duhum afdalu min ba'd. Some of them are better. Yani some of them, their nearness and their relationship with Allah is better than others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَخَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That indeed, the awliya of Allah, there is no fear upon them. And they do not grieve. They have no fear of what is ahead and they don't grieve about what was left behind. أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They are those who have these two qualities or characteristics. Iman and taqwa. They are the people who believed and they observed taqwa. This is from Surah Yunus, 10th Surah, 62nd, 63rd ayah. So the Shaykh, he says, so from amongst the people, the believers, the people of Iman, who are the awliya of Allah, from amongst them are some whose walaya with Allah, the relationship with Allah, is tama, is perfect. And from amongst them are some whose walaya with Allah is naqisa, is imperfect, is defective, is incomplete. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هُوَ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ بَعِيدٌ عَنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And some of the people are those who are enemies of Allah, and they are ba'id. They are not near, they are far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the Shaykh is saying, yani he's saying that some of the people's walaya is complete and perfect, and some of them it's defective. And there are other people who are not under the walaya of Allah. Rather they are adun, enemies of Allah. And they are not near to Allah. They are what? Ba'idun, far removed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these meanings of wali and adu, of walaya and adawa, of nearness, of being near, qareeb and ba'id, are yani comparisons between the two ends of this subject. So everyone, the Shaykh says, who has within him iman and taqwa, فَهُوَ وَلِيٌّ لِلَّهِ. Then everyone who has iman and taqwa is a wali of Allah. وَلَكِنْ الْوَلَايَ تَتَفَاضَلُ. But this condition or this state, this relationship of nearness to Allah and love of Allah, yani it differs. Some being superior to other, بِحَسَبْ الْعَمَالِ, according to deeds. According to deeds, according to a person's actions. Yani according to what? According to first and foremost the person fulfilling the obligatory duties. There's nothing that brings a person nearer to Allah, more beloved to Allah, than fulfilling the obligatory duties. And then a servant continues to get near to Allah by the voluntary extra deeds until Allah loves them. So the Shaykh is saying here what? That the walaya is not the same for all the people, but it differs according to people's deeds. So from amongst them are some whose walaya, his relationship with Allah of nearness, is kamila, it's complete and perfect. And from amongst them, minhum man huwa waliyun min wajhin. And some of them, he is a wali from one aspect. Yani from one way of looking at it, he is a wali. Wahuwa al-mu'min al-fasiq. Who is that one whose walaya is incomplete? He is a wali from one side. He is al-mu'min al-fasiq. The one who is a believer, but he's sinful. He's a believer, but he's sinful. وَلِيٌّ لِلَّهِ بِطَاعَتِهِ. So he is a wali of Allah, yani from the aspect of his obedience to Allah. From the side of his obedience to Allah. عَدُوٌّ لِلَّهِ بِمَعَسِيَتِهِ وَمُخَالَفَتِهِ. But he's an enemy to Allah, based upon his acts of disobedience, his ma'asiyah, and his mukhalifa, yani opposing, contradicting, yani what Allah has legislated. And then the Shaykh goes to the third way of looking at it, and from amongst them are some men who are adun khalisun kal kafir wal mushrik. And some of them are pure enemies of Allah, pure enemies, not yani waliun by his ta'a and adun by his ma'asiyah, but rather he is adun khalisun, he is a pure, complete enemy of Allah, like the disbeliever and the pagan, the mushrik. This is the truth. This is the truth of al-walaya, or the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya of Allah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ يَرَى أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ وَلِيٌّ إِلَّا مَنْ بُنِيَ عَلَى قَبْرِهِ مَشْحَدٌ أَوْ ضَرِيحٌ وَالَّذِي لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ ضَرِيحٌ هَذَا فَلَيْسَ بِوَلِيٍّ كَمَا عِنْدَ الْكُبُورِيُّونَ فَهَذَا بَاطِلٌ. He said that what we mention is the truth about who is the wali of Allah. As for those, and he said those who have this view that he's mentioning here are the Quburiyin, the people who worship the graves, who worship people who are dead in the graves, who they call the awliya of Allah. And in English they say the saints. They are saints. He said, as far as those who have the view that no one is a wali of Allah unless he has a mashhad or dari' built upon his grave, yani a shrine that the people venerate and look up to and think is holy. If he doesn't have one of these shrines built over his grave, they think in their mind, nobody's a wali except the one who has one of these shrines built over his grave. And whoever doesn't have one, then he's not a wali. And that's the end of what the Shaykh said here concerning the first statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi. And just quickly, and I know we don't have a lot of time. Huh? La bas, inshallah. Imam is here, he always gives us some extra time, huh? We are forced. I'm going to be brief though. Then here's a statement from Al-Imam Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani. He said concerning the statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلُّهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَأَكْرَمُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَطَوَاعُهُمْ وَأَتْبَاعُهُمْ لِلْقُرْآنِ. But the believers, all of them are awliya of Rahman. But the most honored of them with Allah are those who are most obedient and who more strictly adhere to following the Qur'an. So, I think it's interesting that the first thing, Al-Imam Al-Tahawi, in this statement, in the end of this statement, he says, أَقْرَمُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَتْوَاعُهُمْ وَأَتْبَاعُهُمْ لِلْقُرْآنِ. This is very similar to the statement of Allah in the Qur'an. إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Almost the exact same words, that the most honored amongst you, except the pronoun is different. He's saying them, and here he's saying you. The most honored of you, yani with Allah, he said, أَتْوَاعُهُمْ. Allah said in the Quran, أَتْقَاكُمْ. And the meaning of أَتْقَاكُمْ is same meaning, those who are most obedient to Allah. Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'adi, he says in his tafsir of this ayah, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, he said that Allah made the people in nations and tribes for various benefits. وَلَكِنْ الْقَرَمْ, but honor is not from those things. Honor is from what? بِالتَّقْوَى, based upon taqwa. And what is taqwa? هُوَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ طَاعَةً وَانْكِفَافًا عَنَ الْمَعَاسِي وَلَا أَكْثَرُهُمْ قَرَابَةً وَقَوْمًا وَلَا أَشْرَفَهُمْ نَسَبًا. Yani the Shaykh in his tafsir, he's saying that the meaning of this ayat, that the most honored of you is the one who has the most taqwa. It means the one who is most obedient to Allah and in abstaining from disobedience to Allah. Not the one who has the most relatives or the most yani tribe or people or the one who has the most noble lineage. But rather, the one who is most honored with Allah is the one who has the most taqwa, who's most obedient. Shaykh Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani says in reference to the statement, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَتَوَاعُهُمْ وَأَتْبَاعُهُمْ لِلْقُرْآنِ. This extra statement, yani the one who's most obedient, he added to it the one who follows the Qur'an the best. The one who more strictly follows the Qur'an. Shaykh Al-Albani said, في إشارة لطيفة إلى رد على متعصب المذاهب الذين يؤثرون اتباع المذهب على اتباع الكتاب والسنة. Shaykh Al-Albani said, in this statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi is a hint, إشارة لطيفة, is a hint. He's not saying it directly, but he's hinting that what? He's refuting the people who are fanatical followers of the madhahib, who follow it blindly. those who give preference to following the madhab over following the Quran and Sunnah. He said in this statement of Imam Tahawi is a hint at a refutation against those people, and that's because following the madhab is not the same as following the Quran. Because in the madhabs there are differences within one madhab and amongst the madhabs. But in the Quran there's no difference. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ كَانَ مَنْ عِنْدَ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. That if it had been from other than Allah, you have found in it much differences as you find in the madhab. So the Shaykh, he closes this statement by saying, so the Muslim, the more he is strictly adhering to following the Quran, the more honored he is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more he increases in blindly following, yani the madhab, the more he increases in distancing himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh says, وَإِلَيْهِ أَشَّارَ الْمُصَنَّفِ بِقَوْلِهِ لَا يُقَلِّدْ إِلَّا عَصَبِي أَوْ غَبِي. He says, and the author, Al-Imam al-Tahawi, points to this meaning in a statement that Shaykh al-Albani mentioned in the Sifat al-Salat on page 23 in a footnote. In the Arabic edition, I don't know what page is in English, I didn't get a chance to check. But in any case, he mentioned it in Sifat al-Salat in the introduction. The statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, that no one blindly follows the madhab except asabi, a fanatic, or ghabi, a dumb, stupid, ignorant person. Imam al-Tahawi said, nobody fanatically follows the madhab, blindly follows the madhab except a fanatic or a dumb person. Allahu musta'an. Okay, the second statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, and maybe we'll just suffice with the Shaykh's commentary. He says, Al-Iman huwa al-Iman billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره وحلوه ومره من الله تعالى. That iman, it is having iman, faith in Allah and his angels and his books, revelations, and his messengers, and the last day, the day of judgment, and the divine decree. It's good and it's evil, and it's sweet and it's bitter. All of it is from Allah, the Most High. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, Tarif al-Iman huwa kama sabaqa. So the definition of Iman is as we mentioned previously. The definition of Iman is what we mentioned previously. That is speech on the tongue, that is affirmation, confirmation in the heart, and it is actions on the limbs, which increase with obedience and decrease with disobedience. As far as what the author mentions here, so these are the pillars of Iman. This is not the definition of Iman. He said these are the pillars of Iman. As has been made clear by the Prophet ﷺ when he was asked by the angel Jibril alayhi salam, inform me about Iman. And he said to him, Al-Iman, it is to believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers in the last day, and to believe in the divine decree, it's good and it's evil. The hadith that's reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So the Shaykh says in his commentary, concerning this point, he says, so this is the definition. These are the pillars of Iman. The definition of Iman is as we mentioned previously. He said that Iman has many characteristics or qualities. And this is as the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith that's also reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Al-Iman bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. أو بضع وستون شعبة أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق. The end of the hadith, yani that Iman has 70 or 60 some odd branches. The highest of them is the statement saying لا إله إلا الله, and the lowest of them is removing something harmful from the road. And this indicates that Iman includes speech and actions. ولكن هذه الستة هي الأركان والدعائم التي يقوم عليها. But what is mentioned here, yani what is mentioned here by Imam al-Tahawi and what came in the hadith of Jibril, are the pillars, the foundations that yani that Islam stands upon, that the deen stands upon. And he said, we have already mentioned some speech concerning Iman in Allah, yani in the beginning of this aqidah, a long discussion, yani several points related to having iman in Allah. And we also already mentioned iman in the angels, which is discussed briefly, and iman in the messengers, which was discussed briefly, and iman in the books, the revelations. All of this was discussed in some points previously. قدم كل هذا ولكنه متفرق في أول هذه العقيدة. So all of this has been mentioned, yani in different places, the iman in Allah in the very beginning, and then iman in the angels and the books and the messengers later on, but not all in one place. The last three were mentioned in one place. Sheikh Al-Albani has a commentary. I'm going to skip it for now because of the time. But basically, he's saying that the qadr, khayrihi wa sharrihi, is from Allah. It doesn't mean, this is the summary of what he said, it doesn't mean that evil is from Allah. Because Allah said, and the Prophet ﷺ used to say in the supplication, that the khayr, all of it is in your hands, and the sharr laysa ilayk. And we do not attribute evil to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh is saying, so the meaning here, that the qadr, khayrihi wa sharrihi, is from Allah, means that yani that Allah decreed everything that happens, and He created it, but Allah doesn't create anything that's purely evil. Rather, Allah creates something for a purpose, or an objective, a hikmah, and that thing, from it might come some evil. But it's only, he said, juz'i or idafi. Yani meaning, it's partially, some evil in part of it. Or, it's relative. And it might be evil or harmful to one person and not to everyone else. And the example that Shaykh Uthaymeen gave is that Allah caused any severe rain to come when the earth was in need of it. And everybody's crops were watered, but somebody who's building his house was damaged. So there's harm in it. But for the most part, it's really for a purpose and objective that brings about good. So that's the point that Shaykh is saying, that the evil is not pure evil, it cannot be attributed to Allah. Allah doesn't create anything that's pure evil, rather it's relative. It's relative, or it's just in some part. After this, the last point, the 67th statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi, Shaykh has divided into 144 and 145. He's numbered it in two parts, 144 and 145. The first part, وَنَحْنُ مُؤْمِنُونَ بِذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ, and we are believers in that, in all of that. Shaykh says, it is obligatory to have iman in all of that, and which has been mentioned. Here, the pillars of iman and what came before that. For indeed, denying one thing from these arkan of iman, whoever denies one thing, then he is not a believer. Because he has, lost out, and he is defective. He is short of one pillar from the pillars of iman. So whoever misses one of them, then he's not a believer. He's just briefly saying that we believe in all of this. He's referring it back to the pillars of iman. We believe in all of it, and whoever doesn't believe in any one of them, then he's not a believer. The last statement, or the second part of the last statement of Imam al-Tahawi, لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله, we don't make a distinction between any one of his messengers. نصدقهم كلهم, believe in the truthfulness of all of them. على ما جاء به, in whatever, all that he has come with. The Shaykh says, هذا سبق أنه يجب الإيمان بجميع الرسل. We have already mentioned that it's obligatory to believe in all of the messengers. من أولهم إلى آخرهم. من سمى الله منهم في القرآن ومن لم يسم. That it's obligatory upon us to believe in all of them. Imam Tawi is saying we don't make any distinction between any of the messengers. And we already read from Al-Imam Ibn Abi Is that the meaning here is we don't make a distinction between them in terms of believing in some and not believing in others. As far as the fadl of some of them over others, so Allah has mentioned that he raised some of them over others. So in terms of merit and virtue, they are not equal in that. But distinction here, what he's talking about, meaning believing in some and disbelieving in others. As far as some being superior to others, so that distinction Allah has made. Allah has made that distinction. So he said it's obligatory to believe in all of the messengers, from the first of them to the last of them, from the ones whom Allah mentioned in the Quran and those who He didn't name in the Quran. So we believe in all of the messengers whom Allah has sent to His worshippers. So whoever believes in some of them and disbelieves in others, then he is a kafir in all of them. This is the meaning of لا نفرق بين أحد من رسولي. Yeah, it means that we cannot say we believe in some and disbelieve in others. Whoever does so has disbelieved in all of them. He said, whoever denies one messenger, then he is a kafir in all of the messengers. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ Whoever, yani indeed, those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers. Disbelieve in Allah and His messengers. He's calling these people as disbelieving in Allah and His messengers. يُرِيدُونَ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ They want to make a distinction, separate Allah from the messengers. And the messengers can't be separated from Allah. They're sent by Allah. So if you believe in Allah, you gotta believe in all the messengers. They want to separate between Allah and His messenger. يَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُوا بِبَعْدٍ وَنَكْفُرُوا بِبَعْدٍ We believe in some of them, and we disbelieve in others. When in reality, if you believe in Allah, you have to believe in all of them. They're all sent by Allah. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا They want to take a path that's between the two. Between the people who believe in Allah and all of His messengers and all that they brought, and the people who disbelieve in Allah and disbelieve in His messengers and all that they brought. There's either the believers or there's disbelievers. They want to take a path in between. We believe in some, and we disbelieve in others. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا These people are believers in truth. They are definitely are disbelievers in truth. They are definitely disbelievers. This mentioned Surah An-Nisa, 150 and 151st ayat. The Shaykh says, as a consequence of this ayat, so the Jews are kuffar, disbelievers, because they have disbelieved in two noble prophets. They disbelieved in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Nasara, the Christians, are kuffar, disbelievers, without dispute. لأنهم جهدوا رسالة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم because they have denied the message of our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So those who say today that the Jews and the Christians are Muslims and are believers, and there are people saying that, and that they are the people of adyan, of religion, and it's obligatory to come to bring the religions together and have discussion between the religions. This is khalt and balal. This is mixing up truth with falsehood. And this is misguidance. And we seek refuge in Allah from such. They have mixed between the haqq and the batil, the truth and falsehood, between al-iman and kufr, between belief and disbelief. لأنه بعد بعثة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس هناك دين صحيح إلا الإسلام. And that is because after the missioning of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, there is no, yani, true, authentic, valid, acceptable religion except Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ That whoever desires other than Islam as a deen, then it will never ever be accepted from them. And such a person in the akhirah, in the next life, will be of the losers. Surah Ali Imran, third surah, 85th ayah. And then the Shaykh closes by saying, فَالْإِسْلَامُ نَسَخَ كُلَّ مَا قَبْلَهُ Islam abrogated everything that was before it. Islam abrogated everything that was before it. وَأَمَرَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ وَالْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ وَجُمِيعَ الْعَرَبِ وَالْعَجَمِ عمروا باتباع المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا إيمان إلا باتباع هذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني the Shaykh is saying here that Islam has abrogated every way that came before it and it has ordered the human beings and the jinn and the Jews and the Christians and the unlettered people all of the Arabs and non-Arabs they have been commanded to follow Al-Mustafa, that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there is no iman. No one has any iman unless it is by following this messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grants success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone and in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah out of His kindness and His generosity to recognize, record and reward our good deeds, and to pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grants a thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah to grant recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and to shower His rahmah upon those, on the graves of those who have passed away, and to fill the graves with light, and to make them spacious, and to admit them into His paradise, and to save them from the punishment of the hellfire and the punishment of the grave. And last but not least, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us not forget day and night, every single day, if we don't do anything else, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief to the Muslims in Gaza, in Palestine generally, and in the Muslim lands, whether in Sudan, or Yemen, or Afghanistan, Iraq, in any land of the Muslims or the lands of the non-Muslims. We ask Allah to grant relief to the Muslims, men, women and children, wherever they may be, and grant them victory over their enemies. And indeed, Allah alone is the one from whom help is sought. Wallahu musta'an. Ameen ya Rabb.